Who's there? Are you a sex criminal?
Sex criminals don't have keys, Ma!
Where were you so late?
I was out with Bernadette!
I know what that means! I watched Dr. Phil! I hope to God you used a condom!
I'm not having this conversation with you, Ma!
God forbid you get one of those new fancy sex diseases!
Nobody has a disease!
I hope not! I share a toilet with you! Is that what you want? To give your mother herpes?
That's it! I don't have to take this! Yeah, good luck with your eyebrows in the morning!
Who's there? Are you a sex criminal?
Still leaving, I just forgot my Claritin!
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the first episode of PMS, the Perpetual Motion Squad, a Big Bang Theory fan podcast. It is the 8th of January, 2024, and we are so excited to be back. We are your host, Married Couple Cat.
And Paul.
Big Bang Theory super fans.
We are back, baby.
We can go all night, baby.
Baby. We are so excited that I think we need to do a thing called, now I didn't even know this was a thing. It is called chair dancing. Now,
oh, chair dance all the time.
Woo, yeah, woo. She chair dances. Now, anyone that is working at a industrial situation, just tap your feet on this one. If you're on a bus listening to us, just tap your feet away. But I think we need
to. Yeah, we don't want to get you in trouble with the boss, but we want you to join the party.
Yeah, so join the party. We are going to chair dance. So this is our exciting beginning of 2024.
Welcome back, baby.
We are going to do a celebration. Are we ready? Yes. Ready to chair
do
dance?
It. Let's do it.
We're chair dancing in 3, 2, 1. There we go. Chair dancing.
So we hope you enjoyed that as much as we did. Woohoo!
We enjoyed that chair dancing big time. Absolutely. No, we had to do some chair dancing because that's the only way we can get through the beginning of this episode because we are back.
We missed
2024.
You.
We did. And believe me, I actually got a message about the fact that there are people that enjoy finding out what I'm wearing. So today. Yes, actually, I did. I got a message through saying that they are very excited. Now, I completely spaced on the person's name, so I do apologize, but I did read your message, and the message was that they do enjoy finding out what I'm wearing.
At least it's not the purple ones.
It's not the purple ones. No.
A little too warm for that now.
In wintertime, we will get the purple ones in. I'll let everyone know the very first time I wear the purple onesie, but today I am going down the Rocky Horror Picture Show side, and I'm wearing my Rocky Horror Picture Show t-shirt, which has got Frankenfurter on the front, and it says "Give yourself over to absolute pleasure."
Ooh, baby!
Bow chicka wow
wow wow! Now, if you're a little confused because we're saying it's the beginning of January and it's too warm for the purple onesie, just a reminder that we're in Australia, so it's actually summer now. We're in the middle of summer right now.
Yeah, so it is a little bit too warm for me to go down the path of more than the purple onesie.
Yep.
It would be a bit too warm to do the purple onesie. But the Bow Chicka Wow Wow is a very great lead-in to this week's episode.
You know, it is.
Yeah, so what episode are we doing? We're doing season 4, episode
16. The Cohabitation Formulation.
Now, what did we think of this episode?
It's all right.
I liked it for the simple fact that I was watching it with you, and I remember saying to you, I liked it because it went so fast. Not that I'm so glad that it actually went so fast, but I enjoy the fact that it is so enjoyable that it speeds along. There's no rest of this one. You don't sit there and go, uh-huh.
Yeah, it doesn't drag, and
it flows really well.
It has some character development in it.
It really does. So we are actually opening up this episode where we find that we are with Howard and Bernadette, and they have just been recovering from their amorous bedroom activities.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, well, I've always said, and I'm sure that everyone is in the same boat as me, you know, TV beds, movie beds, they always look so bloody comfortable.
Yeah, and I have to admit, I like Bernadette's bed clothes. The comforter is really pretty, and the color blue of her sheets and pillowcases is really nice.
It really is quite nice. So, you know, we're seeing
this, the set decorator did a great job on that one.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're seeing that they're laying in bed, and, you know, Howard does, you know, exclaim about the, oh, I hope this moment never ends. And then there's
before you jump into that, I'd just like to point out that in an earlier episode, Bernadette, and I actually said this to you, that Bernadette had said he has one big long chest hair, but we can see that Howard obviously has a bit of a hairy chest.
Yes, he does, which is really interesting to say there's just like one long chest hair.
Yeah, not that that's terribly interesting, but there's not a lot of trivia, so I'm working with what I got here.
That's all right. But, you know, so he's laying there in the old, you know, I hope this moment never ends. Afterglow, and then he goes, well, gotta go. And he goes out and he starts getting dressed really quickly. And she's like, well, I thought you were gonna stay over. And he's like, well,
you know, my mother needs me in the morning.
And she's like, well, I'm sure that, you know, your mother can put her wig on by herself.
Well, it's not just the wig, it's painting on her or drawing on her eyebrows. It's really a two-person job.
Yeah, it's the whole thing that she's got to get done.
Pinning her hair up.
Yeah, and I understand from Bernadette's point of view, because as she says, you know, it really makes her feel, you know, cheap that every time we finish making love, you go springing out of the bed, you know. So, you know, she does. And because Howard's like, well, what do you want me to do? And she said, well, very simple, just stay over. So now he's already got his shirt on.
No, she says, just stay. Yeah, and he's like, oh, okay. So
he's got his shirt on, he's got his dickie on. So he's ready to really go to,
he just needs
to
put his pants on.
And of course, so he lays, he gets back into bed with Bernadette and he lays there and he says, so what, another five, ten minutes? And she's like, just go. You know, and
well, no. And she's like, have you ever thought of us living together? And he's like, what, you, me, ma, under the same roof? I don't know about that.
And it's like, well, no, you know, you could move in here or we could go get a place. And his idea, which is really interesting. Well, no. What about we just wait until my mother's heart explodes from all the salt she eats.
Flip her mattress and move into the big bedroom.
Yeah. And you can see, you know, and of course, Bernadette does come back with, great. And he's like, look at us planning a life together.
And ironically, that's a bit of foreshadowing. So that's really kind of what happened.
Yeah. Now that, look,
spoiler alert, sorry.
Yeah. I love the fact, I mean, look, when Kat and I were going to, cause I've rented for almost all my life. Other than living with my mum and dad. But when I moved out, I rented. So I never knew what it was like to own a home. And when it came down to the idea of like, we were going to go and buy or build our own home, which we're in right now, you know, yes, it does take some time to save up the money. Now, I'm not saying that everyone can do what we did, but we were very, very lucky that we were able to afford the down payment, on the land, and we were able to afford the down payment on the build and everything else. And everything else went along with it. So, you know, at one stage, Bernadette and Howard, this is a little bit further down the track, are saving to get a house. And, you know, Howard does go and buy some very frivolous things. And I understand it because we were saving in an area where, you know, it was coming to Christmas time. And we actually were afraid when we went back to the builders after Christmas.
We went a little overboard at Christmas.
Yeah. But we
were afraid that we messed up our mortgage.
Yeah. But we actually, as they say, we shit it in. So we actually had more money than actually was required. But when Bernadette and Howard are trying to save up for their, you know, the deposit for a home, you know, Howard stupidly goes and buys something. And quite rightly, Bernadette does come back with, you know, we were actually saving for a home. But what really does happen in the end, spoiler alert, so anyone who doesn't want to know, just skip ahead 10 seconds, is the fact that, you know, Howard's mother does pass away and Bernadette and Howard do get the family
home. They
end
up moving into the house.
So really, any residual money that they've actually saved up for can actually go to things like they end up by getting a spa bath and they do the decking and they do some renovations on the house and stuff like that. So it really helps them out quite easily. So, you know, I mean, you know, she is in this stage, you know, she's trying to explain to him that, you know, it would really be nice if you could stay over and we could actually start a life together. You could really cut the apron strings. But I think that Bernadette is really looking down the barrel at just what Howard really is at the moment. Now, we do see that then Howard does come home, and as he gets to the front door, now he's got a pair of, he's got keys, so he's opening up the
Who's
front door.
Who's there? Are you a sex criminal?
He goes, sex criminals do not have keys, Ma. And they go in.
And nobody would want to do that to you anyway.
I know. And he says, she says, you know, why are you home so late? I was with Bernadette. And
I know what that means. You better have used a condom.
Because she's like, I don't want to get one of those new
I don't want to get one of those newfangled sex diseases. I share a toilet with you.
And she knows because she watches Dr. Phil. Because, but then, you know, he's like, that's it, I'm going. And he does leave the house. And of course, as he's leaving the house, very angry, he's like,
you see him pat his pockets and go.
My first thought was, oh, damn, he left his phone in the house. But he actually had left his Claritin.
So he goes to go back in.
Who's there? Are you a sex criminal?
And he's like, it's just me, Mar. I'm still leaving. I'm just fucking my Claritin. I'm telling you. And I said the same thing to Kat. I'm telling you, if I was living next to those people, I would be like, they're screaming again. Like, there just is no low register in the conversation.
Well, is she his mother, I believe, is originally from Brooklyn.
Yes, it sounds like
New York.
Yeah.
And I have visited and stayed with friends in New York who happen to be Jewish. And their family is exactly like that. They do everything at the top of the lungs.
So New York Jewish people are.
I mean, I can't say that for
louder.
Everyone who happens to be Jewish that lives in New York.
Yeah.
But that has been my experience.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, yeah. It's just
and it was exhausting.
They are very loud.
And I remember saying to my friend, why is everybody so angry? And they're like, what? They were just talking.
There's talking, and then there's what you're doing, and that is not talking.
Yeah, exactly.
So, of course, we see that in the next scene, we see that Howard has come to Leonard and Sheldon's apartment and asks Leonard whether he can stay the night because he's had an argument with his mother. And
are you arguing which CSI is the best one again?
Yeah, exactly. And he goes, no, we realize that both of them have their equal
merits. They all have their merits because there's at least five of them.
So, of course, Sheldon comes in and says, have you offered him a hot beverage? And he goes, well, no. And this is where Howard goes, well, you know, I would like something. And he goes, yeah, well, you know, get some tea, Leonard. And by the way, because we've got an unannounced guest, I'd like some hot chocolate. Go to
I'm
it.
Upset, so I need some hot chocolate.
Yeah.
I would need some hot chocolate. That would be nice.
We don't have any. We've got an entire...
That's the one thing I forgot to order.
Yeah. But what I find interesting about this scene, and it is a warranted question, because Sheldon does say, given the fact that, you know, I'm your tertiary friend and Raj is your primary friend, why didn't you seek refuge at his place? And he says, and Howard comes back with, well, yeah, I'd like to do that, but unfortunately,
but there's no room
because Priya, his sister, is in the country.
And Leonard is like, who? Priya?
Priya? What? What's going on? And we find out that she's been in the city for the last couple of days. She's got some business in Los Angeles because she's a lawyer, and so this is the reason why he can't stay at Raj's house. So, you know, there's Leonard sort of like sitting there going, yeah. And of course, he starts to talk about this whole problem with his mother and with Bernadette and Bernadette wanting him to move in. And Leonard is already checked out completely. He's like, yeah, that's terrible. Bye. And just races off and you know, basically goes over to Raj's apartment. And I really love it in this scene where we see that he goes to Raj's front door, knocks on the door, and of course, he goes, you know, who is it? And Leonard goes, it's Leonard. And Raj opens the door and goes, You can't come in. And he goes, no, I forbid it. And he goes, and of course then.
And Priya's like, well, let him in. He's like, no, I forbid it.
And she goes, you forbid it. And he goes, I forbid it.
And she's like, get out of the way and let's run it in.
And we find out that this is the whole problem, is that the fact that, you know, when she got back to LA, she was thinking about, you know, calling him, but she didn't know. You know, she didn't really know how to go down that path.
It was awkward.
Because of the way that it ended last time. And the way that it ended last time was the fact that you know, after they'd actually had sex and whatever, you know, they were getting dressed in Leonard's room. And Leonard
wanted to get more serious than she did.
Yeah. And Leonard
was like, it's fun. It's when I'm in town. It's casual. And yeah. He was ready to move to India.
Yeah. And this is where she was trying to explain to him that, you know, bringing a white boy, as she calls it, I'm not being racially stereotyping, bringing a white boy into an Indian family is, her as she says, yeah, and it's not in a good way. So, you know, so that's the way that was left. So there's Leonard trying to, you know, this is why she was very apprehensive about calling Leonard to say, I'm back in the country. So,
yeah.
So we also see now in the next scene that we see that Leonard and Priya walk into the Cheesecake Factory together. Now we've got Howard, we've got Sheldon, we've got Raj at the table. So now we've got Leonard and Priya. And we've also seen that Penny is waiting the tables. And we also see that Bernadette is actually at work. So everyone's in the scene.
Everybody's there except Amy. No, Amy's there too.
No, Amy wasn't there. No, Amy wasn't there at this stage. So we see that, you know, as they walk in, they're holding hands. And Raj is like, you know, I forbid you to hold hands. And she says, well, listen, you understand that we spent the night. Now, what happened was that when Leonard came into Raj's apartment, Priya wanted to speak to Leonard, so they went into the bedroom, and of course Raj is like, well, you can speak out here, it's not nice,
not allowed for a single woman to entertain a single man in private, so you have to stay out here. So they walk into his bedroom, he's like, okay, fine, you can go in there, but you have to keep the door open. And she slams the door in his face,
and he goes, well, okay, well, I'll be out here monitoring the situation. And of course we find out in this next scene that you know,
Leonard stayed over.
And that they spent the night together. And I like it how Raj is so completely adorable in this scene. He goes, yeah. Well, yes, but you're only sleeping because I forbid you for having sex.
And they both just kind of look at him like, yeah,
it's
right.
Like, yeah, right. We didn't have sex. Sure. Yeah.
You just keep telling yourself that.
Exactly. But Priya does actually make an announcement that they have decided to start seeing each other again.
And that's when Penny comes over and says, who's been started seeing each other again?
Yeah. And we find out that this is the first time that is this the first time that Penny has actually been introduced to Priya? Yeah, yeah. This is the very, very first time. So
and they're actually really nice. I mean, Penny's a little awkward, but obviously Leonard has not told Priya about Penny. So the name's not familiar. Yeah. Everything's fine until Sheldon pipes up with Priya. In case you're feeling any sort of tension, it's because Leonard and Penny used to, if I can quote Howard, do the dance with no pants. Mm-hmm. And the look that Leonard gives him is just priceless.
But
over
I
the
like
top
it
of the
when,
glasses.
But I also like it when she says, you know, they say this is Penny, Priya, this is Penny. Priya does have that look like, oh, this is her. Like, you can see it in her face. Yeah, she does make that little, because the camera.
No, that's after Sheldon said what he said. At first, Priya was like, oh, it was really nice to meet you. And
oh, that's
and
right.
Penny
yeah.
was a little, okay. And then Sheldon said his thing, and it got really awkward with everybody.
And that's where Priya does that little
yeah,
look like,
she got
oh,
the face.
Crap. Yeah.
And Leonard gives Sheldon the death stare over the top of the glasses, which is the one thing that glasses are really good for.
The death stare over the top of
the
them.
The death
yes,
stare over them, like, seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, I have taken down very large men with that look.
Yes, she has. not very often though, thank goodness.
No.
But Raj actually says to Penny to tell Priya of all Leonard's lovemaking problems. You know, basically to say to him, you know, hey, he's not that good a catch in bed. Penny, you know, you tell her what's going on.
Yeah. Well, and then, you know, because Priya's like, well, you can't tell me what to do. And Sheldon pipes up with that. Well, yes, he can, because in Hindu tradition, you know, this, that, and the other. And if you disobey.
Oh, that's right. Yes, you'll be living in the, you'll be.
Belly of a jackal. Reborn in the belly of a jackal and plagued by diseases, which seems an awfully large risk considering that the prize is Leonard.
And then the answer.
And that's when he gets the look.
But the answer from Priya to Raj is, oh, isn't it a Hindu tradition that if you eat beef, you have to spend 2 years with cows and drink their urine? And he goes, yeah, some of it makes sense, some of it's crazy. The point being.
Yeah, because he was like, because when Sheldon was saying it to her, Raj is nodding in agreement, saying, yeah. He looks at her and says, and yeah, and we're Indian, so we believe that stuff.
So, while this whole thing's going on, Howard manages to get Bernadette alone because he needs to talk to her, and basically says, listen, you know, my mum's going away to Palm Springs. Yes, I say mum, not mom. My mum's going away to Palm Springs. So, you know, we could have two whole nights together unless my mother's sinuses act up. In that case, I'd have to race out to Palm Springs with the dehumidifier.
Humidifier.
And, of course, and then Bernadette's idea of like, wow, we get two whole nights.
That's your idea to solve all of our problems. He's like, well, yeah.
If your mother's sinuses hold up, we get two nights together. I mean, look, I understand what Bernadette wants. She wants to move forward the relationship. And we find out that just what a bad idea this is going to be when we find out what's going on.
Yeah.
So now we see that Amy rushes over to Penny's place.
Okay. Oh, actually, before that, and it's just because I don't have any trivia for this episode.
Okay. Yeah.
Actually did notice this.
Okay.
That when Penny was filling the water glasses at the Cheesecake Factory, she never filled Priya's. And yet it then suddenly had water in it and the level changes even though Priya never takes a sip.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I actually did notice that.
See, one day, everyone, if you want to come over to the Home Class Movie Chat, we are going to do The Night of the Comet, which is the night
Or I like to call that the Night of the Continuity Errors.
Yeah, I have only watched, and I watched it with Kat. I think I zoned out after about 40 minutes of actually finding all the problems with that movie.
Yeah, I discovered this when I was married to my ex-husband, so this movie goes back a few. It has Robert Beltran, I think is his name. He played Chakotay in Star Trek Voyager.
Yeah.
He's in it. And my ex and I, when we watched it, we actually counted we started it. We realized what it was. We went back and started it again and counted the continuity errors. And I think we finally gave up somewhere around 83.
Yeah, as I said, I've only watched 45 minutes of it, but within 45 minutes, during 45 minutes, I counted so many mistakes.
Yeah, there was at least 50.
Yeah, it was terrible. So one day we're going to do the Night of the Continuity Errors. So come over to the Home Class Movie Chat and listen to us talk about all the problems with that movie. So there is some continuity errors, unfortunately, in The Big Bang Theory, but The Big Bang Theory is still awesome, so it doesn't matter.
Yes, it is.
So we find out that Amy rushes over to Penny's place after Sheldon told her that Leonard is now dating Priya. And she wants to console Penny and pick up the pieces of her broken heart that, you know, Penny says wasn't necessary, which is really lovely. I mean, Amy is such a great friend. I mean,
it actually is a very sweet. I mean, Amy does get a little weird, as Amy does.
She does.
But this was really sweet.
Yeah. But I love it how when Amy's at the door, she still wants to be strong for her and talk about Priya, that man-stealing bitch.
Because I've heard that when something like this happens, when we get catty about each other. Meow.
Yeah. And Amy basically points out about Penny's former boyfriend replacing her with a mate far more suited than she was. And she's like, "What? Well, hang on, what do you mean?
What do you mean more suited?"
And we find out that Priya is highly educated. Comes from the island that basically invented the neat ways to have sex, whereas Penny, unfortunately, is a community college dropout whose people wrote the book on
cow tipping.
Tipping cows.
And Penny tries to argue with her, but she's like,
you really can't, you know. So the next scene we see, we're at Bernadette's apartment, and this is hilarious. So Bernadette has a knock on the door. So Bernadette goes over to the door and gets a footstool to stand on to look through the peephole.
So she can see out the peephole.
The peephole. Oh, my God. That's hilarious. So she opens the door and finds out.
Although I can relate to that.
Yeah, I can too. I can. Not me, because I can't, because I'm 6 foot. Yeah, I'm 6 foot. But, yeah, Kat has a problem.
I'm 5'2". Thank you very much.
She has a short person problem. But Bernadette,
this is why more often than not when I'm cooking, honey, can you come reach this?
And when I do grab something, she's like, you make it look so easy. I'm like,
he just reaches up and grabs it. And I'm like, I have to get the step stool.
Well, it's easy to do that when you're 6 foot. So,
yeah, but I have a step ladder so that I can get things when he's not home. In fact, it was one of the first things we bought for the house was the step stool.
Step ladder. Yeah. So Bernadette answers the door and finds that Howard has brought over a ton of luggage. And I like it how he goes, I've chosen you. And we find out that he's moved out of his mother's place. And
the apron strings have been cut. I'm all yours.
Now, I like it.
What's for dinner?
No, when Bernadette says, your mother was okay with it. And he goes, I don't know. She hasn't read her email yet, which we know.
She can't turn on the Fakakta computer.
Yeah, she can't read email. Because at one stage when Howard was at the university cafeteria, they were talking on the phone and he's like, okay, no, move that. You don't need a mouse. The trackpad is the mouse. Okay, move it down to the envelope. It looks like an envelope. Fine, we can get rid of the computer and buy a salad spinner. And this is where, and Sheldon does say, well, I bet that was one Hanukkah present you wish you'd never bought her. So I'm really curious whether he did send the email. He does tell his mother that he sent an email. But knowing that she was never going to read it anyway because she can't turn it on, I don't know what Howard's idea was with this.
Well, he just has a problem with confrontation.
Yeah.
I mean, he could have left her a note, but that would have been too easy.
Yeah. So he does say, as Kat said, you know, what's for dinner? And of course, Bernadette says, well, I don't have a whole lot of stuff in the house. And he's like, oh, that's okay. How about we go to our bedroom, you know, and make love in our bedroom? And then you can go grocery shopping. And you see that look on Bernadette's face like, excuse me, what? But this is really good. And Bernadette's expression does change very, very quickly with that comment, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
So now
he's like, okay, well, she's like, well, I really don't have much. And he's like, okay, well, then why don't we go make love in our bedroom? And then later you can go shopping.
Yeah, which is like that.
And then she gets that look.
Yeah, that is a first little, okay.
Yeah, and then after they've had sex.
We find out what's going to happen.
He's like, oh, did you buy
String cheese.
String cheese. And she, did you have any string cheese? And she's like, no, but I think I have some cheddar. And he's like, oh, it's not as much fun because she can't make strings out of it.
Yeah.
But did you, oh, and have you bought, well, I'll add it to your grocery list. And she's like, okay.
And then he's like, allergenic.
Did you buy hypo? Do you have hypoallergenic laundry detergent? She's like, no. And he's like, oh, well, I'll add that to the list too, because if you wash my shorts in regular detergent, I get little red bumps on my tuchus. And she's like, wait a minute, I'm doing your laundry. And he's like, well, it's not going to do itself.
And then tomorrow you get to take me to the dentist.
And she's like, I'm taking you to the dentist. I have to take you to the dentist.
You don't have to.
Like, no, you get to. And if I don't have any cavities, we get to go for a treat. And she's like, let me. And she's like,
let's, your mother. She goes. She actually says, well, what, your mother takes you to the dentist?
And he's like, it's not weird. There's lots of kids there with their mom.
Yeah.
And now, she's like, this should be the biggest red flag. Let's get something straight here. I am not going to be your mother. And he's like, whoa, where did that come from? And it's like, uh-oh.
Yeah, but that should be the biggest
red flag.
The biggest red flag, because
he's lucky that she stayed with him after that one.
He is a real mama's boy. But you did say to me, and I'm not putting all Jewish boys into this category because I don't know any Jewish people, but you said to me that this is pretty much the way that Jewish people are.
It is not uncommon for especially the firstborn son in a Jewish household to be treated like a gift from God and to be raised with that attitude that the world revolves around him.
Yeah, that's, I mean, in this regard, I'm glad that Bernadette does have a backbone to say, I am not going to be your mother. But that should be the biggest red flag. Do not go cohabitating with him, Bernadette.
You know, this could have been the turning point that started her down the bitch path.
Yeah, very much so.
Because she has to keep that solid boundary, and it kind of did something to her.
Yeah. Now we go back to the apartment. We've got Leonard, Sheldon, Raj, Amy, and Priya having pizza in the apartment. And of course, Penny swoops in to nibble on a few pieces because, as she says, you know, if I had more than baking soda in my refrigerator, because Sheldon does say, you're like that little bird that swoops, the plover that comes in, the swoops in and takes the leftover food out of the crocodile's teeth. And she does
and
say,
she's like, if I had anything more than baking soda in my refrigerator, I wouldn't have to take that.
Yeah. So Amy invites her bestie to sit next to her on the chair, and Priya starts talking about being an international lawyer, and Penny talks about her non-existing acting career, because she's like, you know, oh, well, you know, I heard that you're an actress. And she goes, and Penny goes, oh, yes, I drove all the way two hours to Van Nuys to do an audition
for a cat food commercial, and it turned out it was porn.
And I love it how Sheldon goes, did you get the job?
She's like, I didn't do the audition. He's like, well, considering the state of your career, can you afford to be that picky?
I know.
But before that,
yeah.
So she was like, well, Priya, I understand you're a lawyer. And then Leonard started gushing about the stuff that she's doing. And she's like, yeah, that doesn't make it sound boring at all, Leonard. Thanks. And then she's like, well, I understand you're an actress. And she's like, well, I took some acting classes when I was at Oxford, which was wonderful. We did Taming the Shrew. And Cambridge. Leonard's like, oh, I love Taming the Shrew. I did a paper on that at university.
Yeah.
And they started quoting back and forth to each other, being all cutesy together. And everybody else is like, yeah, that's not awkward and gross at all.
But of course, Amy comes back to Penny and goes, I'm sorry about my earlier comment. She is a delight. Yeah. And of course, she does say, how are you holding up? And Penny's like, I'm fine with it. I'm okay. But we're seeing that she really isn't, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So
and I just think it's hilarious that Amy, when she's trying to comfort Penny in the earlier scene, and Penny's like, what's all that stuff you're unpacking? She's like, oh, it's electrodes that I want to put on your brain so I can see what areas of the brain light up when you cry and you're upset, so that I can recreate it in a rhesus monkey.
And yeah, so we see that after the conversation in bed with Bernadette and Howard, that Howard decides that he's going to forget about this whole moving in with Bernadette, and he does end up by moving back home to his mother, who is very upset about the fact that he has left.
Where have you been?
Yeah.
Didn't you read my email? You know I cannot turn on the computer.
And she does say that I've left some brisket on the kitchen table, but remember to floss because we've got the dentist in the morning. So this whole thing's going backwards and forwards. So now Amy goes to check in on Penny, and now that she describes Penny as smart and a beautiful woman with a smoldering sexuality of a crouching Bengal tiger.
No, that was Priya, not Penny.
Yeah, no. Amy was saying,
I know, but you said that she described Penny.
Oh, sorry, Priya, as a smart and beautiful woman with smoldering sexuality of a crouching Bengal tiger. Penny still says that she's fine,
but then starts to cry.
She breaks into tears. And, you know, Amy does give her a hug and does say, well, let's whip out these electrodes.
Let's put these babies on your brain so that we can see what's going on in that pretty little noggin of yours. And Penny's like, okay.
Now, look, I really feel for Penny because, okay, in some regards, I do feel for Penny, and in some regards, it's just like, well, if you found
you
a guy...
You chose to break up with him.
Yeah, but with Penny, it's like, I found a guy, so Leonard, go away. But when I don't have a guy, you're my choice. Now, when it goes on the opposite foot, it's almost like that you know, Amy is... Penny is devastated about this fact.
This is the thing, though. She didn't break up with him because she'd found another guy.
No, I know.
And she was only with Zach because she didn't want to be with somebody for New Year's.
Didn't want to be alone for New Year's. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and she's trying, and I give her full marks and credit because she's really trying to be mature and supportive and say that she's glad that Leonard has found somebody that makes him so happy.
Absolutely. And I don't begrudge Penny for doing that. I think Penny, you know, her character arc is really still developing at this stage.
Yeah.
We have seen,
and she's really trying. She's really trying hard not to be jealous. And I appreciate that.
I mean, she's definitely trying to be that, you know, being friendly. And we find out that the friendship starts to grow a little bit more as we go down the track with Priya and Penny. But you know, when, you know, there is Penny trying to be all, everything's fine, I'm okay, it's all no dramas, and then she breaks down into tears in front of Amy, it's like that shield that she'd put up. She couldn't hold that shield any longer, and it just collapsed. You know, so and I really love the fact that Amy does come in to console her, which is really wonderful. So then another day goes past. We see that Penny went over to the boys' apartments when she smelled Chinese food, and of course Sheldon goes, "It's Thai food. You're slipping, but come on in anyway."
Okay, now I want to point out, and this is the last trivia point that I know of.
Okay,
Sheldon tells Penny it is Thai food, not Chinese, that she thought she smelled.
Yeah,
and proceeds to eat it with chopsticks. Now, if we flash back to season 1, episode 2, the Grand Hypothesis.
Oh my God!
Explained that you do not eat Thai food with chopsticks, but use a fork to put the food on a spoon, which then goes into your mouth.
Oh my God, that is an awesome bit of trivia.
Yeah, I like that
one. I didn't even think about that one. Because as I said, this episode is a really great episode because it just, it flows so well.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not one point that you sit there and go, come on, get on with it. It, from the beginning to end, I mean, when I started watching this episode to the end, I'm like, holy crap, that felt like 5 minutes because it flows beautifully. The interaction with Priya and Raj, the interaction with Priya, Raj and Leonard, you know, the whole group dynamics, the problems with Howard and Bernadette. It just flows so beautifully. So I really love this one. And I like it how, you know, she says that she's very happy that Priya and Leonard, you know, weren't there because that way, you know, she can just have some time away from that.
Yeah.
And, you know, Sheldon does say that they've gone to Catalina for the weekend. And he says, so she says, so where's Raj? And he goes, well, he's at home forbidding the couple from dating. And we find out that Howard was apparently, according to Sheldon, grounded by his mother for running away from home.
Yep.
So, of course, she says, well, oh, that's okay. There's the two of us is fine. And we find out that it's actually the three of them because Amy is on a video conference.
Yep.
And Amy asks if Penny was feeling better. And, of course, Amy and Penny goes, not really, no. And she goes, well, if it, you know, it helps, I managed to use your brainwaves to make a rhesus monkey cry like a disgraced televangelist.
Which is a great line.
And of course, Amy also says to Sheldon, well, you've got a guest that's upset, so, you know, you need to make her tea. And she's like, I don't need tea. And he goes, well, it doesn't matter. It's not optional. As we see Sheldon walk away, the screen goes black. And that is the end of this week's episode.
I like this episode.
I really do. This is a really great episode. Now,
yeah, it really develops the characters. It gives some depth.
Yeah. Now, I was trying to work out what.
Did you forget to get a question again before we started?
This week's question is going to be when did you leave home?
Oh, when did you move out of your parents' house?
Yeah.
When did you have moved out of your parents' house?
Okay. When did you move out of your parents' house?
I was 17. I moved into my first university apartment and then I paid the deposit and then told my parents and my mother didn't talk to me for 3 months.
So now anyone that is listening to this in Australia, we know that there is not a lot of campuses in Australia that actually are living campuses. I mean, there are, like here in Adelaide, we've got a number of buildings that are for overseas students to live in, like in basically in a dorm room situation. But no real on-campus dorm rooms and things like that. Yeah, we don't have that.
Huh.
We, you know, in college, it's basically you go to college.
I actually never lived in the dorms. Home. I always lived off campus.
Well, as I said, you know, international students that come to Australia can have the ability to
The uni housing.
So there's university housing, which is like, you know, in buildings, like, you know, in apartments, or living in an apartment away from the campus, but not actually on campus. So we don't have that. So this week's question is going to be, when did you move out of your parents' home? Okay. Now, last week's question, remember all the way back in
question.
Last time's question, all the way
way back in 2023.
Yep, in December.
So 2023.
Let's say 2023 ago. It was the episode 15, the Benefactor Factor. I had actually said, where in the world are you listening to PMS? Now, I haven't had a huge amount of responses, but remember that is it, the questions are still up, so it'll happen. But
you can Courtney, always answer.
But Courtney actually responded and said, England.
Ooh.
I've never been to England, Courtney. It is on my bucket list to go to England. I don't know about England. I mean, I know where my ancestors came from, which was Scotland, but I've never been to England. It is a bucket list, so I am looking forward to going there one day.
I get homesick for London. I love London.
I am looking forward. I really am looking forward to going to England. I think that would be the first bucket list item I want to start with.
The country is just, it's just stunningly beautiful. It really is just, it looks just like the pictures. And you have been to New England in America.
Yes.
And I know they named it New England because it was settled by immigrants from England, but it actually, with the rolling hills and everything, it is actually reminiscent of England.
Yeah. No, I think it was really funny. I had a work colleague, he came from England, and he was saying that the funniest thing, he was born and raised in England. And he said, the funniest thing you'll see is when it's really, really nice weather, everyone races out to go and to get some sun. Because he said, a lot of the time you don't see the sun in England. It's always overcast and cloudy and rainy.
Yeah, I bought a postcard when I was there the first time. And it's of a sheep standing in a field showing the four seasons. And spring, summer, and fall, it's standing in rain. And winter, it's standing in snow.
Well, as I said, that is one of my bucket list items. But I do want to go to England for sure.
But the best one though was we were touring the Glenfiddich Distillery up in the Scottish Highlands. And our tour guide was this little tiny slip of a girl, and it was a very Scottish day. So she's standing there with her umbrella in the drizzling rain. And I'll never forget, she's standing there going, and if you look behind me, you'll see that there is a mountain. Trust me, there is a mountain and there is a well. And that's where they get the water for the scotch. But it was so foggy, you couldn't see the mountain.
But there is a mountain up there. You just trust me.
And if you look behind me, you'll see that. Trust me, there is a mountain and there is a well.
Oh, that is awesome. But yeah, great. But yeah, as we get emails.
Yeah, but people in England act with the sun like they do in Adelaide when it snows in the hills.
Well, yeah, that as I said, that's the way that John was. He was like, you know, because he grew up, as I said, he was born and raised in England. And he said the funniest thing is if you watch the news and you find out it's going to be a really nice day, you know that everyone's going to race out just to get a glimpse of the sun, lay in the sun. Apparently the parks get a lot fuller because people race out to get into just the sun to get some sort of, you know, rays before it goes away. So but yeah, he did say that it's very, you know, it's few and far between. But yeah, that is definitely a bucket list item that I'm going to tick off my list to go to London and go to England.
I can't wait to take you to London.
Yeah, so you know, you never know, Courtney, if we're around your general neighborhood, we can meet up for a coffee.
That would be fun.
That'd be awesome to see to meet a PMS listener. But yeah, so yes, as I said, I'll read out any more emails as we go along. But that was the response for this week. So this week's question is going to be, when did you move out of your parents' home? PerpetualMotionSquad00@gmail.com if you want to email me directly. But if not, it is going to be on the Spotify list, so you can answer it there.
And this week, for those who are still following along, we had dinner at the Cheesecake Factory. And one pizza and one Thai takeaway.
Nice.
And our crazy credits is Chuck Lorre Productions number 331, Random Things I've Learned in TV. Never ask a question when you know the answer is going to be a lie. Silence is always a bad news. Strong Nielsen ratings guarantee employment, not self-esteem. Actors can smoke cigarettes because they're immune to carcinogens. It's safe to talk openly and honestly with people because they're not really listening. The two major groups in TV showbiz are, naturally enough, show people and biz people. Telling them apart is simple. No matter how old they are, show people, usually creative types like writers, actors, directors, and musicians, dress like teenagers. Again, regardless of age, biz people, agents, managers, lawyers, company executives, dress like adults. When biz people start dressing like show people, it means they've made too much money off the backs of the aforementioned show people. When show people, usually directors, start dressing like biz people, it means they're insecure about their creative involvement and need a hug.
Okay. Chuck Lorre has got some very, very interesting.
It's a very interesting world in his mind.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
So anyway, welcome to 2024, everyone. I hope it's going to be an awesome year for you guys. I hope you're going to have lots of positivity this year, and we are still going to be here all the way through 2024 to do all our podcast episodes. And remember, we do have an episode that is going to be dropping in the beginning of February on the Home Class Movie Chat. So if you are interested,
start that please, back up.
Yeah, please come over and listen to the Home Class Movie Chat and do a like and subscribe there, because you can listen to us talking more about movies. Any sorts of movies.
We have a whole library that's up there already.
Yeah.
But we are going to be changing the format slightly in February. So that's going to be exciting.
Yeah. So it's going to be a lot more condensed than what we have been in the past. So, but yes, as I said, I like this episode because it just moves along in such a great amount of time. So, you know,
and we'd love having you join us, and we appreciate it. And if you haven't already, please give us a like and a review wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you know anybody who would like to join the conversation, please invite them along, because the more the merrier.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us this week. We can't wait to see you next time for season 4, episode 17, The Toast Derivation. And in the meantime, we'll catch up with you at the Cheesecake Factory.
Welcome to 2024, everyone.
Bye for now.
Music and mythology, Einstein and astrology, it all started with the Big Bang.